at home. So sitting online thinking of where I've been, about how I wanted to borrow a pen. I said I pissed off Bill and changed his resolution. I guess I wasn't prepared for the Bill Gates revolution.
Cactus.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
This cocksucker.
Cactus.
You gotta be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
This is gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
Well, what do you want me to call them? Winners? Because that would make me a liar.
Good morning. I'm up early today. I've been up since 6:30 for some reason. I don't know why. But I'm up. I haven't even had Pepsi today. It's crazy. It's all those drugs. So today we're playing the Meat Spin song in the background. I'm really worried about Irene in Saskatchewan, because I was hoping to have breakfast with her and her husband this morning on their kitchen cam, but it's been an empty kitchen. Maybe they're the kind of old people that sleep in late. It's 9:10 right now in Saskatchewan, and there has been no sign of Irene or her husband since I've been up for like an hour and a half now. So everyone pray, keep Irene and her husband in your prayers, because I don't know, the television's not on, the lights aren't on, it's just an empty kitchen. So I think maybe one of them, like, had a fall in the middle of the night. Maybe they were rushed to the hospital. Somebody made a Ustream page for this Irene webcam that I'm referring to, and I'll put links in the show note if I post this show. But it's a Ustream, and I think it plays like a best of type thing of Irene and her husband, but it was also playing a live stream last night, and I don't understand why they're doing that, but it's kind of hilarious, sort of. So anyway, yeah, it's Monday morning, August 19th, 2013, and I'm doing a wacky morning show. Don't know what I'm going to do. I was thinking I might call some apartments. You know, be a tenant from hell again, even though that's mine and Stacy's thing. She pretends that, like, I'm always too busy to do a show with her, but I'm always here. And she's not even on Skype. She's a big liar. Don't listen to her lies. God darn it all to heck. I think I announced in the last show, didn't I, that she started up her show again? But the show she did didn't have any pranks, so I don't know what's going on with that. She claims she's going to start up the fun show again, though. So hopefully, if things go well, we'll start hearing new fun shows that actually have pranks in them. That's pretty much it. Yep, show's over. I guess I'll play a song and then I'll do some pranks or something.
The people in your neighborhood, in your neighborhood, in your neighborhood. Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
Oh, hi there, little fella.
Hello.
Hey, listen, you know who you could be if I gave you this little hat and a bag to carry over your shoulder?
I could be a laundry man.
No, not a laundry man.
How about Santa Claus?
No, not Santa Claus.
What's wrong with Santa Claus?
There's nothing wrong with Santa Claus.
Don't you like Christmas?
Oh, I love Christmas, but you could be the postman.
A postman? Oh, the postman always brings dumb mail. Through rain or snow or sleet or hail. I'll work and work the whole day through to get your letter safe to you.
Cause the postman is a person in your neighborhood.
In your neighborhood.
He's in your neighborhood.
A postman is a person in your neighborhood.
A person that you meet each day.
I'll see you around.
Somebody just asked, what is this, Mr. Rogers? Come on, you know what that is. Even if you've never watched Sesame Street, you have to recognize Muppet voices.
What the hell?
Anyway, I'm looking through my notes from Tenants from Hell. I have a giant list of apartments that people have submitted. So if anyone wants to send me, info for an apartment complex, feel free. It's rbcp@phonelosers.org. And just send me as much info as you can about the complex and who runs it and, you know, just things I could use, I guess. I've got a bunch of them already, like, been saving them up for me and Stacy to do. This one says, it's from a person named Ambidex Jess. And it says, please call this apartment complex. They're shitty carpeted townhouses with multiple problems. Roaches, water leaking through the floors to ceiling, thin walls, bats on the outside shingles, Asians. Oh my gosh, that's one of the problems, is Asians. Ambidex Jess, you're a racist. You think Asians are a problem. Make sure to mention something about the Florida Gators. Everyone here are huge fans, and if you say something negative about them, they flip out. Okay, so something negative about the Florida Gators. I don't know how that could possibly be worked into a call about an apartment complex problem. But whatever. And this is Florida, so they'll be awake, at least.
Thank you for calling Sunday Apartments.
Hi, I have a problem. I'm one of the tenants here.
Okay.
And our toilet's been overflowing for a day now.
Which apartment are you in?
Am I going to get in trouble? I mean, I was flushing my girlfriend's things down the toilet. My ex-girlfriend, I should say. And I guess it just kind of clogged up down there. And
okay, we just want to make sure that we get it fixed. Which apartment are you in?
Well, I mean, should I just take care of it myself? I just thought you should know, because it's been overflowing and there's a lot of water that's been on the just flowing under the floor for the past 24 hours. Am I going to get in trouble?
You won't have to take care of it yourself, but we do want to make sure that we get in there, because if you're an upstairs unit, we want to make sure that you're not leaking down to the people below you.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely upstairs, but they haven't said anything, but I don't think they've been home a lot.
Right. We might need to get it snaked immediately. Which building are you in?
Well, am I going to get evicted for this?
No, you're not going to get evicted.
Because it was just an accident, you know. It was like the heat of the moment. I was so mad, and I was just flushing like all these stupid little hair things of hers and plastic crap, and I didn't know it would clog up the toilet. Because I mean, I look at these things, and I mean, you know, the turds that I shit out—they're so much bigger than this.
Okay, which apartment are you in?
I think you're tricking me. I'm going to get in trouble, right?
No, you're not going to get in trouble. This is like a serious thing. It can cause damage to the people around you. That's why I'm trying to get the guys out there so they can go ahead and take care of it.
Maybe if I just flush more, like keep flushing over and over and over, will it finally just go down?
It may not. Whatever was flushed down there may have gotten caught.
Oh.
So well, that's why I'm saying, because it can eventually, like if it doesn't get... We just need to send maintenance in there so they can get the problem fixed.
She had all this, like, Florida Gators paraphernalia crap. Like, I flushed all that because I hate the Gators. Do you think maybe just, like, the water isn't heavy enough to push the stuff out? Maybe I need to put a liquid in there that's heavier than water?
Just which apartment are you in?
Because I think, like, if I were to do a mixture of, like, flour and water, that would make the water much heavier, and it would push down on the stuff.
Okay.
Like, maybe
If you don't want to tell me which apartment you're in, don't just, you know, figure it out then, but which apartment are you in?
Oh, well, I mean, if you're saying I don't have to tell you, maybe that's best. Maybe I'll give this flour and water thing a try. I'll do, like, a mixture of flour and water, and that I think that will push the stuff out.
I think that you seriously need to... to have the maintenance guys come by.
Okay. Well, I'm going to...
If it causes... Let me put it to you this way. If you don't have maintenance come by and it causes a problem to the property, then you'll be in trouble.
Oh, you don't have to be a jerk about it. Yeah.
I'm not being a jerk about it.
Do you have any 5-gallon buckets I could borrow to do this mixture of flour and water? And now I'm going to pour that into the tank of the toilet, and then I'll flush it a few times and see if that pushes the stuff through?
No, I don't.
Or maybe a garbage can that I could mix it up in?
No.
Because I'm going to go out and buy some flour first.
And all right, well, figure it out, I guess, because you're not obviously going to tell us, so...
Well, no, right. I will. I'll call back soon. If this doesn't work, I'll definitely call back.
All right.
Okay, well, don't be a jerk. Didn't get angry. She just got mad at me. Just like my goddamn ex-girlfriend. Where was I on this? I don't know. I guess I'm going to delete that one, though. Like, she's too young to get mad, I think. She just doesn't care. She's not, like, invested in the property. I'm going to post the camera link to Irene and her husband in the chat room if you guys want to keep an eye on her with me. Keep an eye on their kitchen. So, by the way, we are broadcasting on Mixlr, on the Madhouse Mixlr. It's mixlr.com/madhouselive. We're also broadcasting on phonelosers.org and madhouselive.com. But there's a Mixlr, and then there's one person connected to the Mixlr. I'm glad somebody's using it. The weird thing is that, like, it seems like the shoutcast is faster than the YouTube on Carlito's shows lately. And that's really confusing. So I don't even know if the Mixlr is doing any good at this point. Like, I don't know which one's faster. Yo Man says it's him. Hi, Yo Man. Thanks for using the Mixlr. Okay, here's one from Matthew. He says, I recently moved out of my apartment, which was terrible to me. We had a lot of mold in my apartment, and they decided to do nothing about it. I've also had a bug problem. I've heard stories from a neighbor about a big rat problem, and their floor was covered in rat poop. What do you mean the floor is covered in rat poop? Like, that seems like your problem. Like, you clean up your rat poop. My apartment was at Civic Square Apartments. My old number, well, he gives me an apartment number, but they're like ABC Apartments. Yo Man says Mixlr is ahead. How would you know? You're listening to Mixlr. You're not listening to the stream. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Get ready to type on your keyboards into the Madhouse chat room. Get ready. Have your hands on the keyboards. And this is what you're going to do. Like, some of you are listening on the Madhouse Live thing. Some of you are listening on Phone Losers. And some are listening on Mixlr. I'm going to have you type. Okay, I got to say this as quick as possible. So just get ready. If you hear this, just type as fast as you can. If you hear this on Mixlr, type number one. If you hear this on Madhouse Live Shoutcast, hit number two. If you hear this on phonelosers.org Shoutcast, hit number three. Mixlr number one, Madhouse Shoutcast number two, and Phone Losers number three. Go, 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 go. Hurry, run, fast. The chat room's pretty dead, so I don't think this is going to work. This would be a better thing to do in the evening. So far, Mixlr wins. So far, Yo Man is the only one that said anything, so that was pointless. Two people say one. Two was Madhouse. Three. I just got Mr. Clay kicked from flooding because he typed two a bunch. Only one person said three. Nobody listens to phonelosers.org. I don't know. I'll have to do that test on an evening show sometime when there's a bunch of people in the chat room and see who wins. But I think Mixlr's the winner. We had two Mixlrs. And then, like, seconds later, a good 15 seconds, they started saying Madhouse Shoutcast. Maybe it's just something weird Carlito does in his show that makes the YouTube slow. It's Carlito and his old 486.
Thank you for choosing Civic Square Apartment. Our office hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday.
10 a.m., and that's a California one. Okay, I'm not going to do any more West Coast. Forget West Coast. Holy shit, here is one that is really, big. 302, I can't think where that area code is. I know it's in the New England area. Oh yeah, there it is, Delaware. This is like 7 paragraphs of information. He's like, by the way, please do not tell them my name like you did to Cliff. I'm probably the only one named, and then I X'd out his name, so I didn't do it by accident. Don't give them any unit numbers. I don't want to get in trouble by law enforcement, so please try not to have them call law enforcement. I don't know if you guys remember, but on one of the Tenants from Hell we did, I actually ended up having the cops sent to the person's unit who sent me the number. Because we just happened to pick his unit. It was like a 6-unit building, so the odds were pretty high that we would pick his. But let's skim this. He has a townhouse beach house in Fenwick, Delaware. Fenwick Island, Delaware. Oh, he has suggestions. My satellite dish messed up my roof. Satellite dishes cannot be on the roof. Using the patio regulations. Oh, there's a PDF of patio regulations. Say that when you painted the outside of your house. That's weird. That's like a half a suggestion. I don't know where he's going with that. I guess you're not supposed to paint your house. They have a pet rule saying you can only have up to 2 pets if you're an owner, but no pets if you rent from the owner. You can say you have a bunch of pets. The crazier it sounds, the better it is. I wish I had G-Ad's sound effects of his monkeys getting electrocuted from the show last week, or 2 weeks ago, or whenever that was. That would be awesome. And there's 2 more paragraphs. They have no control over what goes inside of your house since you own it. They only have control of what happens outside your house. You can tell them that you violated a rule and their rule... I'm not going to read... He's sending me all these PDFs. I don't want to sit here and read gigantic pages of rules. And so I've deleted this... Since this guy was so paranoid about me using his name, I've deleted his name from the email, so I don't have any idea who sent this to me. But thank you, whoever you are in Delaware. I'm sure this was sent last year and he stopped listening a long time ago, but thanks anyway.
Thank you for calling Wagon the Norman. This is Patty. How can I help you?
Hi, I live in one of your townhouses here.
Okay, and, what community?
The Mallard Lake.
Okay, Mallard Lake.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, we just had, we were having like a leak on the roof because I had a couple satellite dishes mounted up there. And it's leaking like around where the satellite dishes were mounted.
Okay, what's your unit number?
Well, is that something you guys would fix or do I have to take care of that myself?
We would fix the roof leak.
Oh, okay. Because I put like 4 satellite dishes up there because we were trying to figure out the best one. And we had like 2 from Dish Network and 2 from DirecTV. But are
okay,
we going to
get... We wouldn't do anything with the satellite dishes. We would just fix the roof leak.
Would you be able to adjust the satellite dishes while you're up there?
Because
we're like not getting a good signal at all.
No, they don't adjust the satellite dishes.
I mean, just...
You'd have to call the company.
Like, well, I mean, you're going to send roofers out, right? Like, maybe I could ask them to? Do you think they would?
No. Our roof... No, it's not a roofing company. We have maintenance on staff.
Oh, I see. It seems like all 4 of them are leaking. Because I instead of just driving screws into the roof, I drilled like big holes into the roof and I used toggle bolts to mount them up there. But
The satellite dishes yourself?
Yeah, but I drilled big holes. The holes were too big. You know, I'm not a carpenter, okay?
Okay, hold on 1 moment.
Okay.
Hi, this is Donna.
Hi.
Did you put a satellite dish in yourself?
Yeah, well, I put 4 of them up because we were trying this thing where we pirate the channels, the satellite channels.
Yeah, but you can't do that without board approval. Where did you put them?
It's like an array of satellites, and like if you put 4 of them up at the same time and point them at the equator, you can You can pull in porn channels. They're just on the roof. But
you can't have a satellite dish on the roof. What is your unit?
Well, it's working. I mean, it works, right?
What is your unit, sir?
What I'm saying, though, is I didn't use screws. I drilled holes into the roof, and then I used toggle bolts.
You can't do that, sir. Nothing can go on the roof.
Well, it worked.
What unit are you, sir?
Well, it's the one with the satellite dishes. It's not going to be that. It's just, like, am I going to get in trouble? Do I need to take them down? I can just take them down.
You need to take them down immediately and fix and repair the roof.
Will maintenance lend me a ladder? Because I can't do what
I did. What unit are you, sir?
Because last time I just stacked up a bunch of stuff on my patio to climb up there.
What unit are you?
Well, it sounds like you're getting angry. I mean, do I need to...
I need to know what unit you are, sir.
Maybe if I just take them down real quick and we'll just forget about it. I didn't mean to cause trouble, you know, I just...
Well, satellite dishes are not allowed on the roof. They're not allowed attached to any part of the building whatsoever.
Well, before
are
I was...
Are you an owner?
Before I was stealing cable from the neighbor, but they found out and they got kind of angry. So I'm just doing the satellite thing.
What unit and are you?
I've been reselling satellite service to neighbors. Okay. We got disconnected somehow. Let's try that again. I bet she's gonna get my number from caller ID and type it in the computer and see if she can figure out who I am.
Thank you for calling Legum and Norman. This is Patty. How may I help?
Oh, hello. I was talking about my satellite dishes, and we
got
disconnected.
All right, what unit are you in first?
Somehow.
First and foremost, we need your unit number.
Well, I was... It sounds like you guys are... I'm going to be in trouble, and I don't want to get kicked out or anything, so
I... won't get kicked out, but we need to have your unit number.
Well, why are you guys so angry? It sounds like you're just really angry.
Are you renting?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Well, then, until you can answer our questions, we can't help you any further.
Okay, well, I'm just going to take the satellite dish down really fast so you guys don't find it.
Okay,
but,
then.
I mean,
that's fine.
There's still holes up there, though. There's really big holes that I drilled.
Well, we'll find out who it is, then. I mean, if you've done something bad and you think you have...
Do you have, like, maybe shingles, like extra shingles somewhere so I could put shingles up and you guys won't know?
I need to know what unit you are before we can go any further with this conversation.
Okay, well, the person I was talking to, she said I could just take it down and I wouldn't have to tell you.
Sir... You have broken the rules and regulations of Mallard Lakes. Nothing can go on the roof. We need to check the area to see if you've done damage.
That's why
if
I don't.
If you're a renter, it will be charged to the owner.
That's why I don't want to give you my unit number.
I will have the maintenance man go around and he can see where the satellite dishes are.
I'm gonna get up there and take down my array like ASAP, and so hopefully you guys won't find it. I was wondering, like, do you have extra shingles?
I can't help you at all unless I know where your unit is.
Oh, I'll tell you where it is, baby. No, like, maybe I could take shingles off of a neighbor's roof and put them... And we lost her again. Okay, I officially love Yo Man from the chat room because he says, I need to call back as the International Space Station and tell them we're getting signals from their roof. They're going to know my voice, though. And I guess I could do the voice changer thing. Will that work?
Hey, this is Bubba from the NASA, from the International Space Station. Over. Roger that. No, I'm not going to say I'm from the NSA. Probably saying I'm from NASA is a bad idea. I don't know. Is this pitch too low? It's -4.
Maybe I need to go -2. How's this? Does this sound like a human being? I can't hear what I sound like. Yeah. Dot matrix printer. I think I'm all set here. Space Bison says I need to use the echo. Like I'm calling
like
him
from
calling
space.
Calling
space.
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 I'm in outer space. I've come unattached from the ship.
Okay. Do I sound... Please, in the chat room, tell me... Spice Bison says I'm still a little low. Okay, I'll go -1. I'm at -1 now. Does -1 sound good? Do I sound normal? Do I sound like human? Okay. Tell me, do I sound better as this? Oh, by the way, you people in on Mixler cannot hear the voice change. I'm sorry. So I'm not doing a very good job of promoting Mixler by telling you you can't hear the special effects. Maybe I should just call into an obviously fake voice.
Or I could move it up higher like this. Okay,
Space Bison says perfect, so they're gonna see my numbers the same. Should I actually go through the trouble of changing my... Yes, hell yeah, I should. I'm gonna do that. Give me a second, you guys. I'm gonna log into Skype. This is a lot of effort I'm putting into this. Into something just completely silly that's not gonna be believed at all. Yo Man says he heard the echo on Mixler. Yes, you will hear the echoes, you just will not hear the voice pitch change. Because I can't hear it. So if I can't hear it, you guys can't hear it. Alright, I'm gonna change my number and caller ID. Let's change it to Washington. That sounds very NASA-y. Too bad I don't have Florida. Mr. Clay says the higher one is better. I don't know. Just let me just call it. Screw it. Oh, there are two office numbers, so I'm gonna call the other office number this time. Alright, here it goes.
Good morning. Thank you for... Oh. Help you.
Hi, this is Paul from NASA. We're having some problems. It seems like we're getting interference from one of your apartment complexes there.
From what community?
It looks like on the GPS satellite system here, it's the one called Mallard Lakes. Do you have
Sorry, this is NASA.
Yeah, do you have some sort of a satellite array out there? Because it's interfering with the International Space Station.
I don't believe you.
We really need to have this cleared up. Like, it's interfering with our communications.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. Why would I be lying? Why do you think I'm lying, ma'am?
Because I don't believe that you're from NASA.
I'm calling from NASA. I have one of the astronauts on the line.
Hold on one minute. Hi, may I help you?
Hi, this is Chuck McClure from NASA. And we've been having some interference problems from one of your properties there. It seems like there might be a satellite array... transmitting.
All right, let me call you back. I got you. No, I'll give you a call right back, Chuck.
Why? I didn't even get to be the astronaut, man. Okay, all right. They're going to call me back. What number is that? It's this one. Okay, give me a second, you guys. I got to try and log into Google really fast. I think it's this one. Oh my god, what's my password? Oh my god, the wrong password. I feel like I should be playing dramatic music. Okay, I'm logged in. Perfect timing. Hello, this is NASA. Chuck McClure speaking.
Yeah, okay, Chuck. We've actually got you on a recording line now.
Okay, great.
So we've got authorities involved in this now and everything.
Oh, really?
So what we got going on?
Well, it seems like there's a satellite array, possibly, on Mallard Lakes or Mallard Creek or whatever that's called.
Give your name and your title and your position.
My name is Chuck McClure. I'm the director here at NASA.
Okay.
And
the
satellites are interfering with the International Space Station, and we really need to have this taken care of. Is there any way you could turn those satellites off?
We need your phone number first.
You have it because you just called me, remember?
We need to have it recorded, your number.
You need to have it recorded?
Yes, please.
Okay, 425.
All right, and the location of the dish?
I don't know. It's somewhere in the vicinity of these Mallard.
You said that you had installed it. So what unit did you install it on?
No, I didn't install it. I'm calling from NASA.
You just called, sir. It's the same voice.
No, I'm not the same voice. What are you talking about?
Well, we're gonna pull it. We're gonna just hand this over to a different authorities, so it's worth the call.
Thank you. Listen, I have the astronaut on the line. Oh, I'm totally fucked now. I'm in a lot of trouble. Crap. Crap. All right, let me switch my voice back. Yes, Space Bison, she is on to my little ruse. Damn it. I feel so dumb now. I totally expected them to believe that, and now they're not going to. All right, thanks, whoever sent that, that number. I wish I had your name so I could give you credit and stuff, but maybe it's best that I don't. Should I play a song or something? I think I need a break after that.
Welcome to my paradox. Eternally there, it's not on point like the horns on a triceratops. On point like some pointy things. And if this album flops, you're gonna see me work at Burger King. Do you want some fries? Or would you rather have a super magical surprise? Oh, a shooting star! Let's make a wish!
Sorry it took so long. The police showed up at the door, along with a NASA guy, and, you know, had to talk to them and smooth things over. I told them they couldn't arrest me because I'm with a sovereign nation, and they're like, okay, bye, sorry to bother you. So there's a thing this happened this week. I almost completely forgot about this. I think it's breaking news. So breaking news, PSR's dead. Prank Session Radio. Everyone in the chat room, repeat it after me. Prank Session Radio is dead. PSR. You can just abbreviate it if you want. PSR is dead. Go ahead. Go ahead, chat room. Say it. Say it. Or I don't know if it's dead. Like, Death Fox says it's dead. Dozer says it's not dead. Because I guess Dozer owns the YouTube. I don't know. But, I mean, they were such assholes to me that I have to laugh about all this and read some stuff. Because there's this hilarious, dramatic goodbye message. Nobody in the chat room is falling for it. Nobody will say PSR. Okay, thank you, yo man. Thank you. Somebody did it. So the PSR domain has been forwarded to various things over this past week. For a while, it was forwarded to 4chan. But I think the first thing it was forwarded to was a goodbye message on Pastebin from Death Fox. And you can tell he wrote it because of the spelling and grammar and everything. But he wrote, "Prank Session Radio is dead and good, in my opinion. Tired of paying the bills, other than Butt Scratcher and a few other anonymous donations, donators. I was putting out so much cash on the site that it was dumb. Dozer never helped out other than about $20. And he was always acting like he was God, but me and him will never war or harbor issues with each other. As long as he leaves me alone, I will do the same." That's the kind of things he used to say to me, like, acted like it was a war and stuff, and said I needed to leave him alone, and... anyway, but yeah, enjoy PSR with Death Fox. He removed all the videos without me, which basically leaves nothing, because I told him he had... to only person I have love for PSR is the fans. Enigma 420, Dr. Phil, etc. If anyone wants to contact me, admin@pranksessionradio.com. Don't expect him to do much, because he's so cheap. Because he's too cheap. And then signed Death Fox. And that's hilarious. And like, the whole expenses thing was just all his Fiverr jobs, like buying hits and stuff for their videos. Dozer wrote a response about the costs, and the actual costs were like nothing, which they're not. I mean, it's so cheap. But so I forget who told me about the show that this whole breakdown occurred on, but it was the August 2nd show. It's if you go to mixlr.com/prank-session-radio and go to their show reel, listen to August 2nd, and the breakdown happens at around, I don't know, like an hour in. Like, I listened to this the other night. There was just crazy stuff in there. The problem Dozer has is Death Fox kept using the N-word, like, over and over and over. Throughout the entire show, it was nothing but that. And then he was saying all this weird stuff. He kept hitting on all the hosts. And there's this one part he's like, "Hey, Dozer, if you woke up at night and a 10-year-old girl was giving you a blowjob, would you let her finish?" But he kept asking that over and over and over. It's pretty creepy. Let's see. I marked the time. I just want to play this little part of it.
"Means dirty motherfucker."
So this is the Prank Session Radio, and I think... I forget. I marked this timestamp. I don't know why. I think this is just where maybe Death Fox goes off on Dozer, and this is where it ends. Ends
it's
forever.
Nice tapping. Hold on.
"Dude, I am reeling it with steel.
Let's just drop the situation. Can we do calls?"
They were fighting.
"Yeah, some calls, man. Did you get my number?"
"Not you. You're not important. I ain't trying to be mean, but you're not important. Hey, Dozer hung up, didn't he?"
"Yeah."
"Yeah, whatever. He does this bull fucking shit. Why does he do this all the time? He thinks that he's...
He thinks he's what?
Man, why does he do this? Honestly, he does this every fucking time. He thinks he's a black messiah. I don't get it. Why are you acting a fool, dude?
You're just too racist, man. You're really fucking racist about it.
I think Dozer came back.
I'm gonna listen, though. You can, as long as you're done.
I guess we're gonna end the show, then.
No, and it's another show you've ended, so congratulations. It's like the fourth one.
Congratulations. Why do we even do shows then? Let's just stop doing shows verbatim.
I just want to have fun and do calls, but you gotta get like all like seriously like offending about shit.
Yeah, because
like,
I'm
have fun like, without being you are though. And you understand.
You get upset because you feel like you have to defend the entire black race.
Well, I don't, but we do have fans that don't, like, they get offended by that type of comedy. And for some, it's comedy. With brothers, it's offending. And I don't want to offend people that have listened to the show for a long time. That's the only thing.
Jokes are going to joke.
Yeah, but, your jokes are just not funny to some people. They're just seriously offending. That's what I don't understand.
Who's complaining to you?
There's people.
Okay, who?
I'm not going to name names here on the air.
Because no,
I don't like it, so I'll stand up for that.
You're the only one that's complaining, honestly. Who other than you is complaining?
I mean, you wonder why the show doesn't expand. Probably because you're on every show, like, saying the N-word and all this shit. No. I mean, it's the only thing I don't like. We can just, like, it's not a big issue. That's what I don't get, but you just have to do it to make a point. That's what's like kind of immature from your side of the whole thing. And you just got to keep doing it.
You can
make
do
a
the
point.
Show without me for all I care.
That's okay. You can do this. It's fine. But we're on the air. I don't really want to do this right now. I'd rather either do calls.
Why? I'd rather do it publicly
or not argue about
secret.
This dumb shit because it's just dumb. I mean, that's the only thing.
I'd rather people know our business in public than in secret.
That's the thing, though. It's not our business. That's yours. And I don't want to be associated with that type of...
No, it's not our business. Because you're the one dipping off. And
yeah,
we're...
Okay, fine. Yeah, you're 110% right now. Whatever you want to do.
Because you have problems. I don't.
Okay, sure. I'm sure. That's fine.
Okay, I'll cut this out. Like, everyone in the chat room is confused. They're like, what are we listening to? I'm trying to listen to the live show, but I hear some weird thing happening. Hoverleaf, yes, you're listening live on the air. That was like a clip of Prank Session Radio, Dozer, and Death Fox going at it. It goes on for several more minutes, but I won't play it all. Nobody wants to hear all this. But it was, man, listening to the live show. I haven't listened to the live show since they split with Madhouse, and I forgot what it was like to be on the phone with Death Fox, and it's like, I don't know, which... That's gotta suck. I have never stopped listening to Prank Session Radio. I always thought Death Fox and Dozer were both hilarious. They both have good ideas and hilarious voices. I've always listened to their YouTube. I've never stopped. I've listened to every single one of their YouTube videos they put out. I think they're hilarious, even though they banished me from their community and hate me for some reason. But wow, the live shows are just... They edit all that stuff out on the YouTube. I forgot what it was like. But yeah, I guess that show was just like extra racist and stuff because of Death Fox and Dozer is tired of the racism, which I completely understand. But anyway, Dozer says PSR is not dead. So Dozer owns the YouTube, youtube.com/prankssessionradio, and Death Fox owns the domain name, which is prankssessionradio.com. Let me go to PrankSessionRadio.com here real quick and see what's on it today, because he keeps changing it. Right now it's forwarding to a video called Haters Gonna Hate. So he's making a statement, Death Fox is. And then Prank Wiki, that was the Prank Call Wikipedia page that Death Fox made, which I helped him put together, and then he freaked out and deleted my account and stuff, but it's been suspended. It's gone. So that's gone. PrankSessionRadio.com's gone. the whole empire is crumbling, and I have to laugh about it because they started so much shit with me. So ha ha ha, Death Fox, PSR, Dozer, neener neener, teehee teehee. I'll probably get, you know, DDoSed for saying all this because that's what they do to me, but let's make more pranks. More pranks to tenants. A few more, and then I think I'm going to quit for the day. This one's California, and they don't open for another half hour. Here's one that's Arkansas, so this one's got to work. They'll be open. Alright, this one says... Hold on. Yeah, Zach says, can we unblock the PSR ban word in Madhouse? Come on, that's the most annoying block ever. People always get kicked. I mean, it's hilarious to make people say it and make them get kicked, but still. Alright, you should prank the Gladiolus apartment complex in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Management keeps posting complaint notices on my boyfriend's door saying he has been littering and having loud company over when he's never home and hasn't done anything. These people are super uptight. One of your pranks would be hilarious. Say you're in apartment J1 or J2. And hopefully that's not her boyfriend's apartment. I don't want another cliff incident. And that's all the information she gave. Which is good. I mean, an address would have been nice. Hold on, let me Google the phone number here real quick, just so I have an address in case they ask. NPSA Cobra says he can't listen right now. What? What? Why not? Yes, I will post the stuff I just played on phoneloser.org. And as a result, Death Fox will probably start DDoSing phoneloser.org, I'm sure, because he doesn't like me to talk about him. By the way, if anyone wants to hear, like, my side of the whole PSR thing, I started to post a story on a webpage. I put it on cactiradio.com/PSR, and I never finished with it, but you can kind of get an idea of all the stuff they were doing to me and other people. cactiradio.com/PSR.
Thank you for calling Gladiola Sites and Manor. This is April.
Oh, hi. I'm a resident here, and I was kind of having a problem in my apartment.
Okay.
I flushed all of my girlfriend's things down the toilet, and it's been overflowing for a couple days now. Like, just over the water is all over the floor, and I guess something maybe clogged up the toilet.
Okay. You'll have to come do a work order.
I'm sorry, what?
You'll need to come do a work order.
I don't feel like coming down. Can you just send someone up?
No, we'll have to have it in writing that we can come into your apartment.
Oh, can I just tell you on the phone? I mean, like, I'm in no condition to come out right now. I'm really high.
No, we can't. You'll have to come to a work order.
Well, okay. I'll just try and fix it myself, I guess. It's been overflowing, sure. And maybe it... I don't know if it's causing damage, like all the water on the floor.
Okay. Yeah, that would be your fault anyway for flushing all the stuff down.
Well,
the floor.
I didn't say it wasn't my fault. It's just, you know, I just went through a breakup, and I flushed all my girlfriend's things down the toilet.
Okay, thank you.
And it's been clogging up the toilet, and she hung up. What a jerk. I hate her. Thanks, Allie, for sending that one. Sticky wants to know if anyone has videos of Death Fox. I hear he's an interesting character. It's a good question. I don't think he ever put himself on the YouTube videos. I mean, apparently Dozer took down all the YouTube videos that had Death Fox in them. He was on our Tiny Chat, and he would always show off his action figures. Like, he's really into action figures. He's really into, like, little kids' games. Like, Spyro. He had all these Spyro action figures. He'd show off his collection. He's like, oh my god, I spent $8,000 on this collection of Spyro characters. Or whatever it was. Oh, that's weird. So the person's name who just submitted that one, her name was Allie. This next person is also named Allie, but it's like a different spelling. It's like Ali or something. Anyway, Ali sends me this thing. Apartments are a letter number format, two or three stories per building. We have buildings A through P. Some are riverfront, lots of landscape that they spend money on. Pet friendly, has over 300 apartments located in a not so savory area. Some restaurants don't deliver here. Asked to speak to Tabitha. She's a bitch and she works on weekdays. I'd love to see what you guys can come up with. I'll probably come up with the same thing I've been doing all morning, just saying I flushed my girlfriend's stuff down the toilet.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Charter Landing. This is Jessica Ann. How may I be of service?
Hello. I'm a tenant here, and I had a question.
Okay.
We pulled up all of our carpet so we'd have hardwood floors, and I was just wondering, like, if you guys want the carpet, or should I just kind of put it in the dumpster?
So you live in an apartment, and you pulled up all of your carpet, and there's hardwood floors underneath?
Well, no, there wasn't hardwood floors. That's the problem. We thought there'd be hardwood floors, but there wasn't, so we're going to paint them like hardwood floors. But I was just wondering about the carpet. Like, should we just throw the carpet away, or do you guys want it?
You're going to paint the cement to look like hardwood floors.
Yeah, my girlfriend's an artist, so she's going to paint it brown with the little streaky things that makes it look like hardwood.
Hold on one second.
All right. Hopefully she's getting Tabitha.
Hey, sir.
Yeah?
Yeah, you can't really just rip up the carpet and paint the concrete.
Oh, no, we did it already.
Yeah, but you're not really allowed to do that. Like, you're going to be charged for the carpet.
Oh, well, that's fine. Like, when we move out. But I was just wondering if you guys want the carpet is what I'm asking. Like, do you want to keep the carpet or should I just throw it away?
I guess I would just throw it away.
Okay.
Okay.
But you're okay with us pulling up the carpet then, I guess?
No, I mean, absolutely not. Like, you can't do that.
Well, why not? It's our floors. We're renting.
Yeah, it's our property. Like, we put the carpet in there.
It's kind of ugly carpet. No offense. It's really... I mean, it wasn't...
But it was still, like, an expenditure. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was still our property, our carpet. You know, I'll have the maintenance guys get the carpet from you. What's your apartment number?
What we did looks nicer. You know, it's going to look nicer because it's going to be look like hardwood. It'll make the apartments look more expensive. Hello? Hello? It's still connected, but I hear nothing. Ma'am, unmute yourself. Mr. Clay says I need to ask them what type of base paint to use. Okay. I don't know what happened there. That was weird. It just kind of...
Thank you for calling Charterly.
I was kind of wanting to quit the show after this one, but I really wanted to ask him about that base coat. Let me try and find voicemails. I'm going to play voicemails. Some people are pissed off at me.
I don't want to leave a message, though. Roy, don't tell me to leave a message at the tone. That was mean of you, Roy.
Alright, that sucked. Whoever you are, you suck. Alright, this guy left me two messages, but I think I'm going to only play one, because I got time for
it. Hey, Roy, it's Dawson. I left you a voicemail like a while back, and you put it on the Wacky Morning Show. Hey, I want to just clarify a few things here, asshole. I spelt my name because people get my name confused. They spell it differently, so excuse me. And second of all, I know it's a snowplow show, so I just refer to it as a PLA show, so don't be so freaking rude, man. Hey, I'm just joking. Hey, you should totally check out some of my prank calls. I prank call hotels and shit too. Same thing like you guys do. It's nowhere near as good as you guys, but hey, at least I try, so whatever. But hey, you guys are freaking hilarious. I don't care. Make fun of me. I know I probably sound like a freaking stupid redneck, but whatever. You guys are hilarious, man. Keep it up, Roy. All right, man. Bye.
Mr. Clay in the chat room is telling me that that's Lux leaving that message. So I have your home phone number now, Lux. He left another message, and I'm just going to tell you what he said. He said after I called all of the people in the Home Alone neighborhood... He also called all the people in the Home Alone neighborhood, and he pretended to be Kevin McAllister and said he was home alone, and Marv and what-its-his-face was coming over to rape him. Like, please help. So, that's hilarious. And, yeah, you're an idiot for spelling your name, Dawson. I hate you.
I just want...
It's not true. I don't hate you. I just didn't... I was confused. And the whole PLA radio thing, I was just being a jerk. So, I'm sorry I'm a jerk.
I just want to say I'm a huge fan of Phone Losers of America, or PLA. Same thing. You guys are just fucking hilarious. I love you guys. Oh my god, you're funny. You guys make my weekend, and you guys, like, you guys are just fucking funny. Thank you all so much. I love you all. Roy, Brad, whatever your real name is, and Spessa, the other guy, he never told me his name, and he never really said his name, but you guys are just really all funny. I love you all.
Aww. I thought that was another complainer, but I guess not. Here's the other complainer.
Hey Brad, my name is David. I'm listening to your show right now, and I'm the one who said you were mean, and I'm listening to the voicemail I left you on the show, and I just wanted to tell you, because you stated that, you know, that you need to start making nice prank calls. I never said that. Never. And yeah, I think you should keep doing what you're doing. But, yeah, I just do not put words in my mouth, or I will just come to your house and I will moon you.
You what?
And, I don't really know what I do, but I'll probably moon you, be pretty weird. But, yeah, I never said that, so do not put words in my mouth, because I just, ooh, that's such a big pet peeve of mine. But, yeah, God bless.
Yep, I pissed everyone off by playing their voicemails. And yeah, it's true. He said I was mean in my prank calls, but he didn't tell me I needed to make nice prank calls. He said he liked my mean prank calls, even though he felt bad, I think is what he said. I think is what you said. I'm not putting words in your mouth. I just think that.
Hi, this is Really Intelligent Black Man. On behalf of black people in America, I would like to say that Jelonta Freeman, the dumbass that bought the mirror, does not represent all black people in this country. She only represents 80%. Okay? Let's just make that clear. Bye-bye.
That's great. Thanks for that one.
Oh, Cultless, you dumb dummy. When's the phone mob, you fucking douchebag? It's me and the end. The end loves
hey.
You. Tell him you love him, the end.
Love you.
All right. Yeah. When's the phone mob? You know what? I'll just message you on Facebook. You douche.
Yeah, I accidentally went back a little bit too far. That's like a message from last year. That was Trevor and the end. And that's the end of voicemails. Let's try that apartment building a couple more times before I give up and quit for the day. Oh, I have a voicemail number if anyone wants to leave voicemails. It's 814-422-5309. And yell at me for putting words in your mouth and stuff like that other douche. Bunch of jerks. Jerks. Everyone's a jerk. That stupid guy that spells his name at me. Stupid. Stupid, stupid.
Thank you for calling Charter Landing Apartments.
One more time. Man, Irene still hasn't been on camera this morning. I've been watching the entire time. I have a window open just for her live webcam, and nothing's happening in that house. I don't know what's going on there.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Charter Landing. This is Jessica Ann. How may I be of service?
Hi. I was just, I'm in one of your units here, and I was wondering if we're going to paint the floors, like, do you know what kind of base coat I should use?
Sir, what apartment are you in?
Well, I mean, that doesn't matter, really, does it?
Well, it does matter because you're damaging our apartment. You can't paint the concrete floors.
Well, we already did one room, but it didn't turn out very good, so we want to make sure we do the other rooms better.
So well, sir, I would have no idea what type of paint you should use to paint the flooring since you can't paint the flooring.
Do you think we should cover it with polyurethane afterward?
No, sir. What apartment are you in?
Well, I'll tell you, we're in Building D.
Okay, what's your apartment number?
Well, it sounds like you're going to get mad and we're going to be in trouble, and I don't want to be in trouble.
Well, you are. Whether or not it's now or when we move out, you will be charged for the carpet and you'll be charged for the damages on the concrete.
I think we're going to just glue the carpet back down so we don't get in trouble and you won't know.
What's your apartment number, sir?
I'm just going to put the carpet back down. I'm going to use glue. I'm going to mix flour and water and make my own glue.
And I sir, think, what's your apartment number?
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be mean. I would rather not say, okay? Can I talk to Tabitha? Let me try and call back and see if I can get a hold of Tabitha. She picked up and just hung up on me. It was very unprofessional. God. Alright, well, I'm glad something was somewhat humorous, in my opinion anyway. Yeah, Irene... I'm pretty sure Irene and her husband are dead. I think maybe carbon monoxide poisoning. Maybe carbon monoxide's filled the house and they've just... It was not a painful death. Like, they just, you know, didn't wake up. So, it's okay. Zax wants to know what my voicemail is. Sure, I'll say my voicemail number again. It's 814-422-5309. So, after we pranked Irene in her kitchen, she changed her phone number. But I think I could easily call in. I really want to end the show right now, but at the same time, I kind of want to call Irene and see if everything's okay. But that would be kind of a waste. No, I'm not going to do that. Because she's not even on camera. We can only call her when she's on camera. Mr. Clay wants me to remind the listeners that the base coat paint was his idea. So thank you, Mr. Clay. Whose name I always pronounce wrong, but I don't know how to pronounce it, so whatever. I don't know. Wasn't there another apartment complex I was supposed to try one more time? Oh, there is one more left here that I didn't call. It's in Pennsylvania. It says these are condos, but they rent unsold units to people. The management company is on-site in the building with a pool and a gym. They're probably the best to prank, but you could prank all three numbers. Oh yeah, he gave me like three phone numbers here. There are three towers next to the Delaware River in Pennsylvania. The Peninsula is the first, followed by the Regatta, followed by the Reef. Each tower has about 20 floors with room numbers like 1305, which would be on the 13th floor, for example. It might be best to say that you are staying there at a friend's place, since they probably know the name of the owners. Be sure to say something like Waterfront or Philadelphia if you prank them, so I'll know when I listen. This is from Chuck. He doesn't say if he lives here. Hopefully I will not give his apartment number.
Thank you for calling Waterfront Square Regatta. This is Carl. How may I help you?
Hello. I'm living here in the Regatta Tower, and I'm having a problem. The toilet's overflowed, and I think it's leaking down to the units below. It's been
unit are you
overflowing
in?
All night. I'm on the 13th floor.
13 what?
07.
But 1307?
Yeah.
What building are you in?
Regatta.
There is no 1307 Regatta.
I thought it was 1305?
What's your name?
My name's Kevin, but I'm just subleasing from a friend. I'm like kind of staying on the couch, but I just broke up with my girlfriend and
Michelle or Nicole or...
Yeah. Michelle. But, like, I flushed all her things down the toilet, and it overflowed, and it's been overflowing since yesterday evening. But you guys...
So there's water going down into the 12th floor?
Possibly. I mean, it's leaking into the walls. Maybe it's just staying in the walls.
Do you know how to turn the water off?
I'm not a plumber.
Like, under the toilet, there's a valve?
Oh, I'm not going to lower myself to you know, plumber level. I'm not going to play with plumbing. I'm better than that. I just, like, it's all this stuff's in the... I think maybe the stuff that I flushed down the toilet of my ex-girlfriend, I think it maybe clogged it up.
Okay, but you're either in 1305 or 1306, but you don't know.
Well, there's water kind of... The carpet's...
Can you go outside the door and check what unit?
Oh, I'm not... I don't even have clothes on, and I'm high. I'm glad I made him happy. I'm going to save that one and try it again later. Hold on. Let me take a note that I pranked that number. I'm glad he was happy about that. The pranky got to share in a laugh with me. That was great. Anyway, yeah, I think this is the end of the show. I'm going to quit. So everyone, thanks for listening. I think it's been close to 2 hours now. Rest in peace, Irene. Rest in peace, PSR. And Death Fox. The one good thing, like, if Dozer keeps PSR going, which I really hope he does. I listen to their YouTube and I enjoy their pranks. Even though they hate me, I think they're funny. And, like, Death Fox has hilarious ideas. It's really, it's going to kind of suck to lose him, but at least you're not going to have to worry about him getting your IP address when you go to their website. Because I'm sure he was the one that was behind all the DDoSing everyone. Anyway, yeah, I'm shut up about PSR. Yeah, visit phonelosers.org and madhouselive.com and subscribe to the Madhouse Mixler, mixler.com/madhouselive. And I don't know, I'm tired now. I think I'm going to go to sleep. I got up way too early today. Everyone, try and keep an eye on Irene's kitchen cam. And please alert me if you see her in there and if I don't know, if they're alive and all that stuff. Thanks for listening, everyone. Goodbye.
When I was a kid, my friend Tommy told me he had a thing for this girl whose name was Jenny. They ended up together and she made him happy. She was the only one he could turn to. God, it was savvy. He talked about her often, but I began to wonder why the fascination with her telephone number. He never shut up and said it all the time. Fucking 8675309. I found out they broke up and Tommy was married to some Lisa slut. And I'm single now, so this must be a sign. Fuck the bro code, Jenny will be mine. Jenny, don't change your number, Tommy used to say. So I whipped out my cell phone and I dialed away. A woman answered, but it wasn't her. She told me that I had the wrong telephone number. Jenny's number did change, luck would have it. She must have been affected by the area code split, but I didn't care and I wasn't slow. I hung up and tried the 916 area code. I reached out to cuter than the last. Her name wasn't Jenny, but she had a lot of class. We talked for days, and then we finally met. Imagine my surprise to find out she was a midget. We dated for months, and I couldn't comprehend why her parents even liked me, and so did her friends. She was a great girl. I became restless, though. We broke up, and I moved on. Area code 530. Was a mistake to call. Turns out it was the president's bomb shelter. Asking for Jenny was the code to launch nukes, and soon my house was filled with these government smoots. I spent half a year in solitary confinement till I made a deal with them and got the secret assignment. I can't talk about that too much, though. Besides, I need to get back to calling area codes. Things got serious with me and Kate. She's the girl I met when calling 858. Then she found me stalking the girl in 619 with my telephoto lens and my tops on her phone line. 619 wouldn't tell me who she was, so I figured she was Jenny trying to cover it up. I found out later she was telling the truth when the restraining order showed her real name was Sue. I met this crazy chick when I called 206. She liked me, but the phone sex was way too quick, so I moved on to Brittany in the 303. But ditched her right away, cause Brittany was a heat. I've got hosts in different area codes, just like Ludacris. So I should probably stop and just call it quits. But I won't stop calling until I find Jenny like a lawnmower man. I make every single phone ring.